Welcome to Sweet Peas and a Writer Podcast. I'm author Teresa Sneed.
And I'm author Betsy Love.
We would love to welcome you to our first ever Writer Podcast.
And whether you're a beginning writer or an old pro, we hope that you will find here a place to be inspired, encouraged, and informed.
Or at the very least, entertained. Betsy and I met at a mini writing conference and immediately hit it off, kind of like sisters.
Yeah, we've been on this amazing journey. That was almost 20 years ago. You know what? Sometimes people ask us if we're sisters because we're both redheads and we're both short.
Betsy, this is the one place I can be tall. Don't tell them that.
Well, sorry. Okay, so, Teresa, I have three questions for you that I know that our listeners are just dying to answer. Okay, first one. If you could talk to an angel right this minute, what would you say to him or her?
Wow, that's a cool question. If I could talk to an angel right now, I would say, who's going to win the presidential election? No, I wouldn't do that. If I could seriously talk to an angel, well, what would you do? If you could talk to an angel, you'd want to find out what heaven is really like. So I think because I love to write about heaven and about angels, I would say, how far off am I? I mean, what am I doing that I can make better? I want to paint the picture as perfect as I can, but nobody can remember heaven, so you just wing it. So I guess if I had an angel I could really talk to, I would say, tell me about heaven. Tell me what it's like.
Okay, cool. All right, my next question. What message would you want to hear from an angel?
Oh, well, I guess I'd like to hear that they're not laughing too hard at me up there.
Okay, they're laughing.
Probably.
Okay, so that's what message would you hope to hear?
Well, you know what? I have my mother's in heaven, and I have a brother, and a lot of loved ones up there, and my mother-in-law, and I think it would be wonderful if they gave me a message. But on the other hand, I'm not so sure I'd want a message from a couple of them.
Okay, all right, moving along. What was the happiest day of your life? Now, that has to be aside from the time you got married and your six beautiful children. What was the happiest day of your life?
The happiest day of my life, they're really true, there are so many. The happiest days of my life have been spent doing really simple things. I mean, like just being outside with a nice breeze blowing or reading a good book. But I have to say that probably the happiest day of my life was when I was able to make sense of who I was. When I finally understood after searching and searching and searching that I came from heaven and I'm going to go back there. And that was a real important time in my life.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us, Teresa.
Hey, I've got some questions for you,
too. Okay, shoot. Let's hear them.
Okay, all right. First of all, think of the things that you went through as a child. Do they influence your writing today?
Oh, they definitely do. You will find scenes from my childhood in my book. No, I will not tell you which ones. You'll just have to guess. But a lot of who I am comes through, especially in my young adult writing.
Okay. Do you have a favorite author that you loved to read when you were young, or a favorite book? And how did that author or book impact your own writing?
Okay. Well, the first book I remember reading on my own was actually called Paddington the Bear. And my mother told me to go to bed. And so I did. But the light shined in the hallway right across the floor. So I hung over the bed, put the book on the floor so the light would hit the book. And I was reading Paddington the Bear. My mother caught me. She grounded me from that book. It was extreme.
Grounded from Paddington the Bear.
I was grounded. I only had pages left to read, just a few pages. But that had such an impact on me that I would sneak reading whenever I could because my mother was not going to stop me
well,
from
I'm
reading.
Confused. Why does she not want you to read Paddington? Is
that, no, it wasn't like Paddington. It wasn't the book. It was the fact that I was disobeying my mother. I should have been going to bed, not reading by the hallway light.
That's a very unique perspective.
So, yes.
The worst thing you did in your life was getting grounded for reading.
That was torture.
Okay, and I have another question for you.
Okay.
You're a successful author now, and
yep.
I absolutely love your book, Identity, and
well,
you have an exciting book coming out.
I do.
Where do you see yourself next year this time?
Next year, this time, we'll probably have a whole year's worth of podcasts under our belt. I will be almost empty nesting, and I will probably have at least 3 books out. I can only see myself going up from here as far as writing goes.
And that's what I see, too. Mm-hmm. Not just for you, because I know you so well, but for myself. And our hope is that we, through our podcast, can inspire and encourage people within the sound of our voice to do this very same thing, because Betsy and I have been on this incredible journey, and we started with just the desire to write. We've been going through this now for so many years, and mm-hmm. we just now both published mm-hmm. within a month of each other last summer.
Last summer. And this month we will also be launching our next books together.
I know, awesome,
which
yeah.
is going to be so fun. She's got a sequel to No Angel.
Actually,
which is
a prequel.
Oh, prequel, sorry. A prequel uh-huh. to No Angel, called From Heaven to Earth. And if you loved No Angel, you will absolutely love, love, love Heaven to Earth. My husband couldn't put it down. It was great.
Thank you.
So let's give him our writing tip for the day. I think the most important thing that I could tell any writer, beginning, experienced, published, unpublished, if you want to be a writer, you have to set aside time every single day to write, because you can't wait for writing time to happen.
That's absolutely true. And so many people think that they've got to pick up that pen or they're typing away at the computer, it's got to come out absolutely brilliant. No, 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 no. The first thing you do is called a rough draft for a purpose. Just get the story out.
And don't worry if it's not brilliant. Heaven knows, my first drafts, so not brilliant.
But that's not so bad, Betsy. It's okay. You have to start somewhere.
It's brilliant now, right?
It sure is.
All right. If you've enjoyed today's episode or would like to suggest a topic for a future one, we would really love to hear from you.
Yes, you can visit us at sweetpeasinawriterpodcast.blogspot.com.
I'm Betsy.
And I'm Teresa.
Thanks for joining us.